István V during the Great Crusade. The Contemptor lumbered through a pall of smoke, blood flecking its blue and white paintwork. Numerous blade and shell scars marred its armour, the true laurels of battle by which all warriors were ultimately judged, or so the 12th Legion believed. Ashfall from the many thousands of fires was turning the sky grey. It baptised a cohort of warriors, clad to various degrees in ancient gladiatorial trappings and wielding ritual Kadir weapons. They were the Rampagers, a deadly breed even amongst the Eaters of Worlds, and a throwback to Angron's incarceration as a slave fighter. Bellowing guttural war cries, they charged ahead of the dreadnought and would engage the salamanders. Numion balked at what the battle-maddened world-eaters attempted. He counted no more than 30 men, just 3 squads, yet they charged over 100. Several went down to sporadic bolter fire. Some were clipped by shrapnel, but kept on coming. Only those too injured to fight, unable to run because of missing limbs or critical wounds, were halted. Something urgent and terrible spurred them on. Numion had read reports of the ferocity of the 12th. Even when they were the warhounds, their reputation in battle, particularly close quarters, was fearsome. As the reborn world eaters under Angron, they had become something else. Rumours abounded within the ranks of arcane devices that manipulated the legionaries' tempers, simulacra of the one embedded in Angron's skull by his slavers. Now he saw them, ignoring pain and injury, frothing with frenzy. Numion believed those stories to be true. A howling berserker, a falx blade in either hand, leapt at the Primarch. Vulcan swatted him aside, but the crazed warrior managed to parry a killing stroke and came up fighting as he landed. A second Rampager whirled a chain with a barbed hook around his head. Lashing out, it snared Atanarius and dragged the swordsman into the world-eater's killing arc. Numion had no time to react as he threw himself aside from a massive hammer smashing down at him. Driven by a small rocket-propelled ignition system, it struck the ground with meteoric force and trembled the earth underfoot. Varan stepped in to engage the warrior, but was taken off his feet by the hammer's backswing. Trying to rush to Varan's aid, Numion found the falx-armed legionary in his path. The salamander blocked one swing of a curved blade, barely turning it aside as he felt the hook of the other rake his armoured face. One of the lenses cracked and he lost resolution in it. Gan bore the frenzied legionary down and pummeled him with his storm shield, whilst Igataron crushed the world-eater's shoulder to disarm a falx. The blood-splashed legionary was about to lunge, ignoring the excruciating pain he must be in, when Numion impaled him through the chest with his glaive.
"They are insane," growled Gan.
Numion nodded, and in the brief respite searched for the rest of his pyre guard to see how they were faring. Varan was down, but at least moving. Atanarius was on his knees, butcher's hooks digging into his armour, still snared by the chain. Skatarvar was trying to release him as Leodrak fought the chain-wielder, but was finding the Rampage's fury hard to counter. He staggered on the defensive and would have fallen if Vulcan hadn't lifted the world-eater off his feet and rammed him headfirst into the ground to silence his screaming. Another hammer-bearer smashed aside 3 of Hecatan's Fireborn, the 14th and 5th companies having found a way through the trenches to engage the world-eaters. Gravius's troops were still catching up. Below them, Kigorsi and the pyroclasts held the trenchworks. Elsewhere on the slope, a much larger force of firedrakes fought Angron's devourers to a bloody stalemate. For once, the Lord of the Red Sands was close to his honour guard. Numion heard him bellow a challenge, heard Vulcan's name amongst the guttural syllables of his native tongue. The ash and smoke were thickening. Down to one retinal lens, the other a static-veined mess, it was difficult to get a visual. He caught sight of Vulcan. The Primarch was trading blows with the Contemptor. Though it dwarfed him, the hefty war machine was slowly being taken apart. Vulcan had fought it back and was amongst the fire drakes in the heart of the battle. Torn between rejoining the Primarch and gathering his brother Pyregard, Numion ran to Varun, who was still down.
"Get up! This is far from over!"
Varun muttered something, but did as he was told. As he hauled his brother to his feet, Numion found Vulcan again through the throng. The Contemptor towered over him, twin power claws trailing jagged loops of energy. Its chest plate was badly dented, and cables in its neck spat dangerously. A dense muzzle flare erupted from Vulcan's pistol. It had been a gift from Lord Manus, a gesture the Primarch of the Salamanders had reciprocated. Discharged at close range, it severed the servos in the Dreadnought's right arm, rendering one of its weapons limp and useless. Vulcan clambered up the Dreadnought's torso, and when he reached the summit, rammed his sword downwards into its armored head. Like a beast felled, but still catching up to the realization it was slain, the Contemptor sank to one knee. Its dead arm hung loose by its side, whilst the other gripped its knee, struggling for purchase. Numion rejoiced as the war machine collapsed. Triumph turned to anguish when he saw the pair of rampagers closing on the Primarch. Vulcan was pinned, unable to release the weapon he had sunk so deep to kill his enemy. With a savage twist, the Primarch snapped the blade and hurled its jagged remains at one of the rampagers. It struck the savage gladiator in the face, goring out an eye and killing him instantly. Pushing back off the Dreadnought's corpse with his feet, Vulcan dodged the eviscerator meant for his skull. It chewed into the Contemptor's metal chassis instead, grinding metal and spitting sparks before getting stuck. Yanking at the eviscerator's hilt, but unable to release the weapon, the rampager roared and abandoned it, intending to take Vulcan on with his bare fists. The Primarch had drawn Dawnbringer and took the rampager's head off with a desultory swing. Blood was still fountaining from the World Eater's ragged stump of a neck when a shadow loomed on the ridgeline above.